Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, extend yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening.
So that is right. It is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and our job is about having you accept yourself, heal yourself, and heal others through the beautiful message that we have. And today we have a message for you. Hi, everybody. It is Cindy Sharp, and this is your host and your coach. And I know that you've tuned in many times, but today we have a special hour-long show with the divine Diane Collins, which has a message that you will want to hear. And I'm going to tell you all about her and all about her message in just a minute. But today, our topic of discussion is, imagine if your thoughts were as up-to-date as your technology. Wow. Now, we know about technology. That would be pretty cool. Well, you know what? Guess what? It's not only possible, but it's possible to quantum think. And Diane is going to share her message, share information about her number one selling book, and teach us how we can start to quantum think in our own lives so we can rock our world. And I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. So welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host, as I said, Cindy Sharp. And you know what we do here. We power people to live their lives in a big, beautiful way by learning new things in the world of spirituality, in the world of possibility, and today in the world of quantum thinking. We have a couple of different shows that we do here, and I'd like to share a little bit about both of them before we get started. And one is to tune into a show that I do weekly, which is easy, simple, and it's only 15 minutes. It's called 15 Minutes to Thrive, to Keep Your Mission Alive. And it's where I give you some wonderful little drops of love on your spiritual business to help you grow it, help it become joyful, and help it give meaning to the lives of others. Then we also do our once-a-week show, which is called The Messengers, which is the show we're doing today. And that show is on Sunday morning. It's typically a 30-minute show, and what we do is we interview some of the messengers of the world that have something to share that will help you in a big, loving way to live a bigger life, a more loving life, a more harmonious life, and to just feel full of love. And today is no different, except we're doing a special hour show because this is such, to tell you a little bit about who we have here today, Diane Collins. So let me just share with you that, first off, as a show host, I've waited a long time to have Diane on the show and feel so absolutely blessed that she is sharing her message of love, her message of quantum thinking, and her message of change. Because we all need, in these unique times, we all need to hear Diane's message. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Diane is the original thinker and a media personality. She's author of a 6-time award-winning bestseller. Not one time, but 6 times. How amazing is that? Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that will rock your world. And it's considered a must-read book for our changing times. And today, she is going to rock our world with her beautiful message. Diane's life is dedicated to people living spirited, joyful, and masterful lives through leaps in awareness in learning what she calls the physics of the mind. Diane created the Quantum Think system of thinking, 21 principles that connect us to living up to our full potential, from inner serenity to harmonious relationships to business results and even global affairs. In Do You Quantum Think, Diane puts it all together, integrating science, philosophy, spirituality, and drawing on sources from cutting-edge scientific innovations to the wisdom of the world's greatest spiritual leaders. Made practical today in our life. Easy peasy, which is what I love. Diane's work makes it easy and enjoyable for us to think in sync with our modern quantum age, to live happier lives with confidence, mastery. Now, you can reach Diane at her website, DianeCollins.com, but today we have her live, and we are so excited about welcoming her on the show. So with no further ado, let's get Diane in here to share her message. Diane, thank you for coming.
Oh, Cindy, I am so grateful and honored to be with you. Thank you for the beautiful introduction. And you called me divine. Of course, I think of you and everyone as divine. So that was beautiful. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here and share the message that comes through me. You know, we each have a message that comes uniquely through each one of us. So here we are.
Well, I am so happy that this message is being blessed on not only our listeners, but myself today. I feel, very gifted. And you do have a divine message, because your message is so important today. It's just something that so many people really need to not only hear, but need to learn. And so before we get started, I'd love to hear just a little bit more about you, because this is, this is a big undertaking you have taken on to teach quantum thinking.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, I was... Every day I wake up, I will go into what led me a little bit, but I was just thinking while you were talking that every day I wake up, and my husband is also my business partner in life. We've been delivering Quantum Think, presenting it for over 20 years and to people all over the world, in major corporations, to entrepreneurs, to homemakers, students, in, you know, many different countries. And so it's something that works, and that's really what I was after. As I was saying, so every day I wake up and I don't take what I do for granted. Let me put it that way, Cindy. It's like every day I wake up and over breakfast and I look at my husband, Alan Collins, Master Quantum Think Coach, and I say, you know, what do you think people really need and want today? What do people, because I know that that's really a very important aspect of my mission in life. That's what I wanted to do, is I wanted to know as a teenager, how do we go from knowing the wisdom to actually living it? We have all the books, we have all the spiritual books, we have all the practical books, we have all the business books. You know, I mean, obviously with the internet, we have infinite opportunity of education and how-tos available to us. But for me, when I look in the news headlines, it was always, well, if all you had to do was change your thinking to change your life, to change the world, why does it still look this way? So that's really what motivated me. And that's been a lifelong quest of mine. And I was very fortunate and blessed, divinely blessed, to have what I call a revelation come to me, is that we know that our habits of thinking give rise to our experience moment by moment, all of our outcomes, you know, including our inner serenity, our outer accomplishments in life, houses, money, and cars, I call it, and also our relational, our relationships and communication outcomes. And so our thinking is very important. And so what I, my, the thing that I discovered is that though we imagine we think freely, that, you know, we're independent thinkers, we all like to think of ourselves that way, imagine ourselves that way, that actually our thinking, like everything in the universe, mundane and otherwise, is a system, and that thinking is a system. So we're in a quantum age, and we have a whole expanded worldview of, you know, new information, our multidimensionality, or, you know, the energy, energetic of us, the spirituality of us, as well as the physical, how it all, you know, comes about. And yet our thinking as a human culture is still very much under the influence of an industrial age, a machine age worldview. So that was my revelation, and I thought, well, wait a minute, there's like two different realities here. If I could put this all together in a thinking system, because in every moment it's true we have the opportunity to choose our thoughts, but to the extent that we're still conditioned by some automatic ways that we think and without realizing it, I thought if I could put all these things together, it's the science and the spirituality made modern wisdom that is alive in you and me and everybody. Make it easy, as you said, easy peasy. That's, by the way, my mantra for this year is easy peasy. Learned it from my 5-year-old niece. And, you know, and if I could put this all together and make it and have people see it as a system. So it's like, you know, a vortex. You walk, you know, you go onto the road system. You have free will. You have choice of how to get from San Francisco to, you know, Des Moines, Iowa. But how you get there is made much easier because you understand there's a road system and you understand how it works. So really, that's what quantum think is. It has it be easy for people to step into their leadership, step into their potential, step into what, how do we use our faculties of mind to create what we want in life. So that's really the to sum it up.
That's absolutely perfect. And, you know, one thing that you shared in that is that, you know, there are so many ways to get information nowadays, and there's also so much information coming towards us that, you know, quantum thinking and what it is that you're teaching is really not only a different way to assimilate all these things, but a different way to change the way that we think. And so can you tell me a little bit about, you know, why do we really need a new way of thinking?
Yes, and I want to give you an example also for everyone in this conversation with us of how this actually works. But
okay,
when we look in the world today, you know, when everyone says, oh, we need to think in a new way, well, we have three very obvious conditions. One you just mentioned, Cindy, that we have an infinite amount of information, and, you know, it's good. It's choice. You know, there's a great the complexity of the world is growing, more complex every day. The second thing is that everything is speeding up. So even the pace of change scientifically, quantum think is not about science, it's about how the discoveries of science can help us shape the way we think more effectively. But anyway, there is a fact of science that the pace of change, and I'm sure in great part due to our technology of the internet, is speeding things up. And I think people experience it. Do you? Where all of a sudden, you know, the new year starts and then all of a sudden it's, you know, the summer, and then before you know it is Christmas, and it whizzed by, and it's like, how did that happen? Right?
You know, I got to tell you that it's so funny. So for me, it feels like the new year starts and then the new year starts again because it goes by that quickly. And sometimes on a personal level, I think it's not only for me but others that it's hard to keep up with it. You know, it's
that's exactly why
yeah.
we need the new thinking. So we have the accelerating pace of change. We have the increasing complexity and choice. And the third thing, because we are in, as you say, a unique time for humankind. And we are in a time of a great transition. Some people call it the great shift, or however you relate to it. You don't even have to have a name for it. You can feel it. And you see that because of this new quantum age, in large part due to our technology, that we're under every institution and every one of us as individuals, we are confronted today with this third condition, which is everyday uncertainty. So you never know what you're going to wake up and do the next day. So then the question is, as you asked, why do we need new thinking? Well, because we have been brought up to think in a different time period. And that time period, which we'll say started in the Industrial Age, known as the Industrial Age, that how did we learn to think? That, you know, let's get everything organized, put everything into, you know, a how-to ordinary logic system, get all the circumstances lined, if you could say it like this, all the circumstances lined up, and then I'll know what to do, and then I'll take the right steps. So you could say that, as you mentioned, Cindy, the pace of change can be overwhelming because how do you keep up with it? Well, my answer is, you don't. We have to take this literal quantum leap, because if you're going step by step, and you know that we're not throwing out ordinary logic, linear thinking, it's called, you know, the how-to steps, all of that is, we need it to survive. So, I mean, it's highly valuable. But now, as I said earlier, it's an expanded way of living. So we need to, how do you think for a world that's 24/7, that's beyond the limits of ordinary chronological time? We can use time. Actually, one of the quantum things distinctions, it's called beyond time, because we don't actually have a word for it in our language, but the subtitle, which everyone will understand, from tyrant to tool. Because if you're locked in to trying to accomplish things only using ordinary time, clock time, as your guide, then you're going to be limited by it. But when you're quantum thinking, you get a new relationship to what we call quantum leaps. How do we accomplish things that are not restricted by ordinary time? And we're in it all the time. I mean, by the way, the Oxford Dictionary says time is the most used word in the English language. But even a show, right? Now we're at time. But this show, for example, which many people will be listening to the when you play it live, when it's in, what's on the replay. So we know our whole experience of life, not our whole experience, but a great deal of it, does happen beyond these space-time limits. So what quantum thinking enables us to tap into what is inherently in us, what I call the five natural faculties of mind, which we can go into, but so that we are not restricted by what I lovingly call the old world view, the industrial age world view, where we're not trying to huff and puff and keep up with the pace. We just go directly to what we need. We live in that space that you experience when you're on a beautiful, starlit, clear night looking up at the moon, and you experience, your experience is beyond time. Well, what if you could live like that all you know, every day, so that you're using time. That's why the subtitle, From Tyrant to Tool, you use time to your advantage, but you're not victimized by it.
Well, I'm just going to say this, Diane. I would be the first one to raise my hand and to live that life. So, you know, you've discovered these very unique distinctions. And, you know, it really is to help create better lives for humanity. So can you describe or kind of help us a little bit on how we can start relating quantum thinking back into our own lives?
Absolutely, yes. Love to. Well, first of all, let me say what we're doing is, since, you know, and people, we all want to connect to the heart, and we are connected to the heart. So when I use the word mind, I'm using it as an all-encompassing, it's not the, you know, cognitive left brain mentation, but I'm using it in a way that includes whatever we hold in our awareness. And one of the main activities of mind is thinking. So what we're doing is, as I'm speaking, and I'm going to give everyone something very specific that can free you forever from any undesirable thoughts. And that is by creating a new relationship with them. So we're doing two things. One thing is that when I talk about quantum think as a system of thinking based in the more expanded and up-to-date worldview, that in the worldview, very simply, what we believe to be true about the nature of reality and how it works, where the 17th century, they thought it was like a world was like a machine. 21st century, the world is more like a giant mind. So the two new relationships is we're creating a new relationship with that whole idea of a system of principles based in a worldview assumptions. I'm not going to go into that because I'm saying a little bit about it, but it sounds abstract, so I want to get to something more practical. And then the second thing is, because we're in a mind-based reality and that we know the faculties of mind, which I do want to go into a little bit after this, intent, intuition, subtle energy, resonance, and meditation, which I consider a faculty of mind. We didn't learn those in traditional education because traditional education is based in what? The industrial age worldview that said only physical matter is real. So we didn't learn, we learned the physical matter, the brain, but we didn't learn these faculties of mind that actually are shaping our life moment by moment. So what, as I was saying, we're doing two things here. We're getting a new relationship to the systems of thinking that have shaped us and how we can shape ourselves. And the second thing is, which we're going to do right now, is we can create a new relationship with our thoughts. Now, one of the things that we did not address in that old worldview, only physical matter is real system, which has shaped all of our institutions, everything, and including the way that, you know, our basic habits of thinking, not all of it, but is that we didn't attune ourselves to fields. Now, fields, we say that, you know, I heard, you ever say this, Cindy, where spirit told me, you ever talk like that, or
yes.
Are you here?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're receiving, right, messages,
right.
Whether it's from your high, whatever, however someone relates to it. You could call it your higher self. You could call it, you know, divine creator. However you do it, from spirit, well, we know, where is it coming from? Because we are all within this infinite intelligent field. And it's a multidimensional field, so it is a field of spirit. It's also a field of energy. It's a field of mind. It's a field of information. It's all of the above. It's a field of awareness. So when you start to quantum think, you realize that we exist in fields. And information is coming in. right? It's like the internet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
like, you know, what do we, you know, what becomes your reality? So if you look at the brain as like the transmitter, like your like if you use the metaphor, brain is like the computer, which is giving you the access, you know, accessing, making the connection. And the internet is like the giant mind. Where does the internet exist? Well, it doesn't have a physical existence. It's just connectivity. You're just, whatever you're connecting into, you're connecting into virtual intelligence. So it's like, well, what becomes your reality? Whatever you decide to click on, right? That
right.
is, okay, so we're in this world. So whatever you decide to click on, it's the same thing with our own mind. Now, what we know that what we focus on, we energize. And what we energize, we make more real. We make more concrete. And this is why it's very important to get a friend I call make your mind your friend, to make your mind your friend, to get a good relationship with your mind. Now, one of the main activities of mind is thinking, having thoughts. So here's the exercise. It's so easy, but I wanted to give that background. Make a distinction between a thought that you initiate, that you originate, that you know that's the thought you're choosing, and a thought that just visits, I call it, visits from the surrounding mind field, because we have all kinds of thoughts that I call the myth of choice, that if you were choosing, Cindy, you would not choose to have a disparaging thought, would
Absolutely.
You? About yourself
no.
or anyone.
Yes, absolutely. I think that is the biggest, and I want to say this in a loving way, but I'm just going to say struggle with how we deal with learning this material, because we all are aware of how important these thoughts are. But these different thoughts come up, and we attach to them as if they're real.
That's it. And you use the
yes.
right word, because this is the way of thinking about it. So if you, because you need this kind of this framework, that this context that I've created by a quantum world, we're in these fields. The field is invisible, but the field has information, and we can receive it. I mean, this is not, you know, this is not technical. You walk into a room of happy people, you didn't hear them say a word, but you can feel it. You feel it energetically because we are connected this way. So when a thought comes in, and, you know, I have an explanation for it in Do You Quantum Think, the book, you know, that in many ways, a mechanical worldview, and we picked up a lot of mechanical ways of being and thinking. You know, we needed it at that stage of human development. But right now we need to move beyond. So a thought comes in that is not giving you an experience you want. So let's say you want, you know, I want to start my new coaching business. Okay, I'm just making this as an example. And then you have these thoughts, I don't know if I can make it, I've never been a coach, I don't have experience, there are so many other thousands of coaches, maybe they're better than me, right? You start having these
right.
thoughts. Well, who knows where those thoughts come from? And it doesn't matter. This is where you don't need analysis when you're quantum thinking. All you need to know is that you, as you said, Cindy, you do not have to identify with those thoughts. You don't have to latch onto them. You do not have to believe them. And they're certainly not the truth, because one of the other main fundamental point of view of a quantum worldview, which we are in, it's not my point of view, this is, you know, comes from science, is that we're in everything in reality is shifting and changing all the time. It's energy in flux, moving and shifting, informed by intelligence. So it's intelligent energy. And that we have been divinely bestowed as human beings as the focal point of how we use that energy, that thought, that intelligence. So it's, again, what we focus on becomes our experience. When we focus more on it, it becomes more real. That's how it works. This is the power of mind that people have been talking about, you know, in practically every wisdom tradition and modern ones as well. But until
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but I just want to make a real quick point here because, first off, thank you so much for this message. And I think when people hear about quantum thinking and or quantum physics, they get very confused in the science of it, or it sounds bigger than they are. But I love the simplicity. And for me, I just have to say, it was a shift moment for myself, where the simplicity is to really observe those thoughts and which thoughts are you truly creating and which thoughts. And can you just explain that one more time, because I want to make sure our listeners get that, because I think that is a huge shift in quantum thinking.
That's it is. And you're right. It is so simple. And that's why I say this on practically, you know, I've been on hundreds of shows, every show, because I say it for myself too. We can never hear this enough because we're so conditioned by, you know, the old way, or, you know, it's not bad, the old way. It's just that we need to be, you know, we want to update ourselves. And as you said, as the theme of the show, what if your thinking could be as up-to-date as your technology? That's what we're talking about. Right. So it's not about the science. It's about how these discoveries of science, we can use them to shape our thinking. So if you know there's no absolute fixed way that reality is, that's very important, because that means we can shift it. And that's one. And two, that we exist in fields so that we have mind fields. I call it for fun the thoughtosphere, right? The biosphere around the earth, around your body, the thoughtosphere. It's like information is coming in that we're not choosing. And so you don't have to be stuck with it. So this is how I say it, to say it again. Make a distinction between a thought that you initiate and a thought that just visits. So, as I was saying, and we say, when I say we, I'm talking about my husband, partner, Ellen, and I, we say, let that thought fly by like a bird past your window. It's like he says, you don't jump on the back of every bird, you know, that happens to fly by. We say jump on the back because we live in Miami Beach. There are a lot of pelicans here. You literally could jump on the back. They're huge. But you know, to make it very visible, it's like, oh, there's a thought. And I have a word in quantum think that I use, a terminology called least action pathways, the least creative action, least action being a hyphenated word. Least action pathway means the way the thought or the energy goes simply because it's been that route before. It's just a mechanical habit. We don't have to own them. We don't have to believe them. They're certainly not the absolute truth. And since we are in infinitely creative, you talked about possibility at the beginning of your show, we are in an infinite possibility universe where in every moment there are an infinite number of ways that you can click on your personal internet, you know, your personal mind field. It's like you don't have to be stuck. You know, sometimes it happens for me a lot in the shower because I like to let my mind drift. Right? In the shower, and they say water has an effect on us. Our bodies are mostly water. Our brains are water. And so, you know, my mind is just, I'm letting it just go, flow like the water. And then all of a sudden, I'll latch on to one of these visiting thoughts, right? It's like a thought field almost. And I think, oh, wait a minute, this is taking me down a path I don't want to go. And I actually internally, consciously, this is what it is. It's awakened thinking. I consciously say to myself, Cindy, wait a minute, I don't want that thought. And then what do? You create a new thought, a new direction, a new attention, or to use the term of creation that we have been born with, the power of intent. Intent is the very first principle of mind. It's the active dynamic of creation that we've been divinely gifted with. So what is intent? Intent is not a future goal in quantum thinking. Intent is an activation. It's like a force field. It's like, you know, may the force be with you. It's that intent is the directed attention and energy according to what you want to put your attention on. So I was talking before, as an example, I want to start my coaching business. And then you have all these thoughts. Well, then you can interrupt those least action pathway thoughts. You don't have to own them. In fact, they're not yours, because how do you know you wouldn't choose them? You wouldn't buy those thoughts if they were in a store, right? And then what do?
That's a great way to put it. I'm sorry, I have to giggle over that one. That's a good one. You're right. If they were on the shelf, we would not put them in the car.
I never thought of it that way either. I think you're bringing this out in me, Cindy, because I know you like to laugh, and that's great.
I do.
About you, and that you write that on your website. And, you know, so you wouldn't buy those. So what do? I call it the 1-2-3 step. First, you become aware, and this is, you know, the vital aspect of it is you have to be aware of what you're aware of. You're aware, wait a minute, I'm not liking the experience I'm giving myself right now of, you know, doubt, insecurity, doom, maybe. And you say, okay, what thought am I having that's giving me that feeling? Interrupt that. It's just a least action pathway. Blame it on the old worldview. So that's 1-2 steps, 1, awareness, 2, interrupt the unwanted, undesirable thought, and 3, and this is what's important, create a new intent. So if I were creating an intent for my business being started and successful, I make it like something like an all-purpose intent. And by the way, I make a distinction between intent and intention, intention being the measurables of the intent. So the intent, I might say, to follow the example, is I'm really excited about the way my new business is unfolding. And you see, how does that land on you? It's like, I'm really excited about the way my new business is unfolding. Now, here's the difference between positive thinking and quantum thinking. It's always good to have positive thoughts. But this is not positive thinking. It's like positive thinking, I hope, I pray. You know, that's okay. But the difference of quantum thinking is quantum thinking, you realize that reality is, you do not have to base your reality in circumstances, true or false. Reality is based in the context that you choose to live from. Intent is a form of context. You can create as many intents as you want about any area of your life. You can create an intent for going to a family dinner. I always do that, because, you know, things come up around family.
They do. And you know what I absolutely love about this, Diane, and it just gets me very excited, and that is, you know, there's so much talk about, you know, this kind of infinite possibility thinking. And what you're doing here is you're really giving people the steps to be able to move to that energy and move to that way of life. And I think people get a little bit stuck in, oh, that just sounds a little too big for me. But you're putting it in a very simple context that people could just take these three very simple steps to move into this, you know, quantum thinking principle that you teach.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it is based in, because we all like simplicity. I like entertainment, and I like simplicity. I know you do, too. And so why, that's the other thing is, like, let's not make it so heavy, you know. Actually,
right.
When people see my book, they go, do you want a thing? They say, oh, I was so surprised because, you know, it was funny. I know you haven't started to read it yet, but because I like entertainment, I made sure that it would be entertaining. And to make it easy for people, I feel like, why do we have to deal with struggle? Why do we even address it? You know, what you focus on expands. So that, let's get rid of struggle. Let's get rid of this. And, you know, the other thing about this, Cindy, is very important. Oh, I was going to say, it is based in certain knowledge, you know, certain principles of knowledge, you know, what I was talking about. The knowledge
right.
that nothing is fixed and static. So that means we can influence it. That the mind influence is real. That is a fact. These are facts of science for the last 100 years. And so, you know, it's not so much in the public awareness. It looks more like magic. Oh, let me just create a thought and, you know, $1 million in my bank account will show up tomorrow. But it doesn't work that way. I'm not saying that's not possible. But in general, it's wise to learn what I call these five natural faculties of mind. That's what Gaia focus on it, because this is what we all have. We're born with it. We're using it all the time. We're always using the power of intent. But sometimes we have an unaware intent. And we don't realize it. But when you start to distinguish it in the 1, 2, 3 step, you start to realize, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm holding that thought as if it's the truth, as if it's mine, as if, why did I think such a horrible thought, right? And then
right.
you realize, well, this is what we're talking about, getting a new relationship to the thought. And here's something else very, very important. You can, and this is one of the distinctions in quantum think, I call the principles distinctions in thinking, transformation as distinct from change, is that you cannot change a thought because, as Alan says, the thought gets there before you do. It's a very interesting thing, right? So who is the you, right? We're simultaneously that awareness of what's in our mind, and we're all the different, you know, persona, personality roles we play in life. So we are an aspect of the infinite intelligence, of divine intelligence. And we're simultaneously, at the same time, we're playing out our individual roles with our unique purposes and our unique talents, gifts, genius that we have been born with to use. And that's why I get excited about this, because once you wake up to the fact that you don't have to try to be, a divine genius, you already are. All it takes is awakening to that which is already in you. So all of my work and my book, Do You Quantum Think, what happens when you read it is you are connecting to your own awareness. It's like all of your shows, and I'm sure your work too, Cindy, is that these conversations, we put something in the present moment, in the current awareness of our own mind. But why is it that people connect to it? Because we're already connected to it. Does this make sense?
Right. Yes, it does. And I love the way that you explain it, because I think that you explain it in a way that people are truly going to understand when you know, maybe in the past this was something that kind of eluded them, right? But, you know, I want to ask you this question because I think this is so important because this happens a lot in our human mind. I'm going to just call it the human mind versus your expansive thought mind that, with quantum thinking, and that is we kind of all have this kind of inner know-it-all, like we kind of think that we know, you know, everything, we know the right, and you know, that inner know-it-all often believes those thoughts that come on, that are, come around, that are thoughts that we should be letting drift by. Can you talk a little bit about how that prevents us from doing a quantum leap in our thinking?
Did you say you saw that part in my book? Are you intuiting this, or did you see that in Do You Quantum Think?
No,
I have a section called Get in Touch with Your Inner Know-It-All.
Ooh. I have to read that because I think that there's a little bit of it, just tiny bit of an inner know-it-all in myself. And you know what? I think it's in all of us. So
we
I'd
all have it.
Share.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we all have it. And, you know, the reason that I bring it up, and my book is in two parts. Part one, Wake Up, which is, okay, why should we quantum think? You know, and it's all about mind, you know, the nature of mind, what is wisdom. And the chapter that we're talking about now is mastery. And then part two is, oh, you know, because I'm a kind of a maverick, you know, like, oh, you want me to quantum think? Why should I? You know? And
right.
So I wrote that for all the people like me who want to know, why shouldn't I quantum think? So that's part one. Part two is, oh, and guess what? I'm not just saying, oh, you know, you should really quantum think. I'm saying, here you can. Here's the system. So there it is, the 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness that immediately has you living this wisdom because you're tapping into your own self and you're awakening it. But anyway, the inner know-it-all, it's again, you know, that's my little tongue-in-cheek kind of humor. Get in touch with your inner know-it-all because it's in the chapter mastery. And, you know, in this, what I'm saying is that we're in a time, you know we're in a new time for humanity. We know we have to bring about a new world. We know it's going to take new thinking to do it. And so we're trying to break free, you know, like, and then the question is, well, how do we think in a new way? Well, this is what this is about. So when you look at what I, you know, my view is that we're all here to live in our highest mastery state. And why not? I mean, every great master wisdom teacher and people who are revered as God or whatever, they all said that, right? And
yes.
You can do what I've done and more and better because this is the nature of life is to evolve always to its highest form. So I look at that's the time we're in now. It's a time for us to really achieve this self-mastery, not keep it limited to like a small group of, you know, spiritual elites, which has always been through every era of humanity. But now we're in this time where everyone has the chance to live their best you, you know, to literally, not to be corny, but to be the best you that you can be. And so what is in the way of you achieving your own state of mastery? And mastery is a state. It's not a talent. It's not a trait of somebody's personality. It's a state of being, and we all have access to that state of being. And so when I look at the what's in the, you know, the know-it-all, like some of us say, oh, you know, I already know this, you know. Oh, yeah, I've heard that before. Oh, quantum principles, I know those. So that's one kind of know-it-all. You know, I already know this. I already do this. Another one is I don't need it. Another one is, you know, well, that isn't, you know, scientifically proven what she's talking about. You know, and we have all these different know-it-alls. Or I don't need any help. I'm fine the way my life is perfect right now. Why do I need this? Well, that's good. Right? I mean, so all these things.
It sounds very good in theory, but, you know, we all know that We all need to be in a energy of moving forward and making a big change to not only ourselves but the world, because that's what's happening now, and that's what we're being called to do.
That's exactly right. And look at another kind of know-it-all, which I don't think I did write this one in my book. I had seven, I think, types. But you're right when you say, you know, we all have it in us. We have to be a know-it-all because we've all had experiences, we've all had successes, and we all really know what to do. And we could not survive without the know-it-all part of us. But when you want to create something new, that is when, you know, like the Buddhists say, you have to empty your cup or nothing else can fit in it. So that's where one of the know-it-alls that we should probably bring up, though I didn't write about it, is the know-it-all that's kind of the person in resignation. Like, well, you know, I don't think if I'll ever make enough money, or is the world really going to ever be a better place, or, you know, it looks like a mess right now with all these problems and violence and divisiveness. And so there's that kind of, quote, know-it-all where you just give up.
Right, right. They don't feel that they can be part of the solution where, you know, it's you know, if I completely listen, you know, with my heart to your message, it is individually we are all connected to this world and to what's going on in the world, and individually we can change our own selves, which connects to a better age for all of us.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think it really is as to generate that quantum leap in yourself is to literally, as I said earlier, to get a new relationship with what fills your mind, to make your mind your friend, to learn the principles of mind, these creative dynamics of your own mind and how to use them. And that's really, you know, my message is to enable to make that present for people so that it becomes easy. Because, you know, I like what you just said a minute ago, Cindy, is that we're in this time that we're each being called upon to be the leader of whatever it is we've been given to lead. Now, it might be that you're bringing up a family. It might be that you're doing some big project in the world. It might be that you are just working somewhere in, you know, some small business of some kind. It doesn't even have to be yours. But whatever you're doing, there is, I'd say, the paradox of being human. We're universally the same, and we're individually unique. And I think in this time, I agree with you completely, that we're all being called upon to bring forth that which is within us. You know, in the Gnostic Gospels, Jesus is quoted to have said, if you bring forth what is within you, what is within you will save you. And I really, you know, I'm not getting religious, you know, I don't know how anyone relates, but I think that is a profound statement that really applies right now to each of us. And so when we can get command of our own mind, when we don't become the victims of thoughts that we wouldn't choose or buy if we had $1 million,
right?
Then that frees us. That is such a freeing thing. It's like, wow, I can't change the thought, but I can let it, you know, fly by on the bird, you know, like a bird, and let me create a different thought to lead myself in a new experience right now. And when you do this, what happens is you start to clear your own energy field, or you could say the static on the radio of your being. And when you do that, the next dynamic of mind, which is very important in this speeded up world, the intuitive faculty. Intuition is another faculty we're always using, but when you learn to use it consciously, boy, can it save you time and lead you right to the right information. But whether you're using the power of intent, the power of intuition, it's important for us to be in that serene state. Now, we can be serene inside and still be actively dynamic, passionate, you know, fully engaged in the outer world of what we're doing, you know, what we call the outer world of our everyday life. But when we clear the static on the radio of our being, all that static of, you know, I'm not good enough and any variation on that theme, that's when the connectivity is clear. So it's like we've got two bars up on our cell phone, or do you have five? And when you have that five, you've got that strong connection to infinite intelligence. And that's when you start to see, wait a minute, I see what I'm here for. Wait a minute, I see that I have a point of view that no one else has. I have a talent that I can really give to the world. And when you start living like that, that is when you're in the mastery state. That's the state from which all greatness is derived.
Oh, gosh, what a beautiful statement. And, you know, one of the things that you teach is that when you master your mind, you master your life. And this whole time that we've had together, which, oh, gosh, it's been the quickest hour of my life because I'm like, oh, I can listen to her for like 3 or 4 hours. I just love this stuff. I'm just loving the message that you have and the teachings that you have and how, you know, really, really your message is, you know, when you share some of it, to some people it may sound a little complex. Written this book, Do You Quantum Think, New Thinking That Will Rock Your World, and that you've broken it down to some simple steps that you, that I, that anybody in their walk of life can take those steps and start really mastering their life and mastering those thoughts to think in a more quantum way of thinking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I will take home today for sure on a personal level, and I know that the listeners will too. So we only do have a couple of minutes. I want to make sure that I get all the information about how people can contact you, how they can get a hold of this book, because I am pretty sure everybody's going to want to pick this book up so we can just learn these very, very simple steps that we can go start allowing ourselves to really do this quantum thinking in our own lives. So with just a couple minutes left, is there something you'd like to share to kind of close out the show for our listeners?
Well, I'd like to share my website, because there are a few things on there, and I want to share a gift page, because I know you like to give gifts to your listeners, right?
We and, love gifts.
Yeah. Right, we do love gifts. So to make it easy for people, but everything, you know, all my social media, video, audio, everything is on my website, which is dianecollins.com. It's Diane with two N's, very important, DianeCollins. And if you go DianeCollins.com/success-, which is the short dash, gift. DianeCollins.com/success-gift. You will find a page, which I don't give this out all the time, but I'm giving it now because we're going to be doing a product on it. It's like you're getting 10% of a product that we're going to be selling soon on a streaming audio website. But it's the three audios, an introduction to Quantum Think Audio Coach, which is our audio program, and the first two audios, which is Holistic and Holographic, which teaches you how to get complete in your life minute by minute so you're not fragmented energy, and observer-created reality, which is the core distinction of the quantum world and of quantum thing, which is all about intent and how to use it. And there is a free chapter to my book, Intuition and Non-Locality. And so it's all about how to get connected to your intuition. That is, I think everybody will enjoy that. And then on my website, of course, you can buy the book. It's in hardcover and it's in all ebook editions. And I would love everyone to read it, of course. And there's also on there a link called Ultimate Study Group. And it was an interactive teleconference that my husband and I did when my book first came out. And people, I left it there, and the audios, they help you with the book because we're discussing the principles in the book. So it's whatever turns you on. You know, I have an Instagram account, which I'm obsessive about, and that's on the, you can click on that, and, you know, Facebook, all the rest. But that's what I wanted to share. I really wanted to share with everyone that success gift, because that will give you an immediate experience. And I know, Cindy, that that's what you want your people to have.
So let me just make sure, because I want to be really clear with the listeners so they know where to go. And I'll just share it, and then if you could just make sure that I'm correct. So if we go to DianeCollins.com, and that's Diane with two N's, /success. Is it a little hyphen?
Yeah, hyphen.
Okay,
hyphen.
So it's success hyphen gift. You have this special gift that it sounds like comes with quite a few different things that will really help take the message of what they learned today with us together, not only deeper, but where they can start really taking some actions in their life to really quantum think and rock their world. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly right. You said it beautifully. Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, unfortunately, we are done for today, Diane, and I just cannot, you know, with a big gift from my heart, I want to thank you so much for sharing your gift, for sharing your message, and for telling people an easy way that I think is really going to help them change their lives in a big way, or like you say, when you master your mind, you master your life. And so I want to thank you so very much for sharing your gift today.
It's my pleasure, and I'm just so, so grateful to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And I will share with you, Diane, that people will be not only listening to this, but I know that they're going to want to do this, I bet, because I bet you I'm going to do this, and that is, even though I've been involved in this absolutely amazing interview, I'm going to be listen back, and I'm going to take a few notes on some of the steps that Diane mentioned today that I believe not only is going to rock my world, but that will help the world in general with these beautiful teachings that she has. So make sure, everybody, that you go to DianeCollins.com, and that is two N's. You can also go to DianeCollins /success hyphen.
No, DianeCollins.com /.
Oh,
you have
sorry,
to have the .com.
Thank you, honey. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
DianeCollins /.com success hyphen gift. To get her free gift today, which I think is something everybody will want to sign up for. So thank you to everybody for showing up today in a big way for this excessively special event that we had on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show and podcast. You know how we end our show, and that is an invitation that if you need any help or you need any support, please contact me. If you'd like to be on the Messenger Show, go to sharpeningyourspirit.com and send me a little bit of a message, and I'd love to chat with you a little bit about the format and how that works as well. We send you off with love. We send you off with light, and you know, it's a big kiss to your heart. Have a beautiful day, everybody, and thank you so very much for showing up today in a big, loving way.